a little good, didn't it?
Amen.
I like it when it gets like that. If you have your Bibles, open to Nahum. Nahum chapter 1.
Right here, Brother Shane. Don't you pray.
Okay. Hey, brother, you pray for me. I'll do what God had me to do. Over in Nahum chapter 1. That's right after Micah. Before Habakkuk. You know, sometimes you get to looking in your Bible trying to find something. You think, well, who took it out of my Bible? You look and you look. Finally, I get tired of looking. I just go over in the front where the numbers is, about where it's at. I mean, that's how it is. Over here in the book of Nahum, and we'll read about 7 chapters. It says, the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. God is jealous. And the Lord revengeth, the Lord revengeth, and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance of his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at all at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned in his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwelleth therein. Who can stand before his indignation? Who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. Number 7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I come to you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, I come to you, Lord. God, I never asked to preach, but you called me, Lord. God, I've always depended on you to help me. And God, I'm not a big smart person or nothing. But I ask you, God, right now to drive back the opposing powers of hell. Lord God, you help those here that might be lost. They might get saved. God, those that's walking afar off, you might help them come back to you. God, those that's hurting, you might help them. God, give them a time when you can soothe their pain. I ask you, God, to help us now, Lord. Hide us behind the cross of Calvary in Jesus' name. Amen. This book here bears the name of the prophet Nahum. His name means comfort or consolation. It's shortened from the name of Nahum, the city of Capernaum. In his name, after Nahum, the Jews all call the city Capernaum, or the city of Nahum. The name Nahum, or comfort, is a strange name for this book. I mean, because in this book, it's talking about war and fighting and everything. And it's because this book is, Nahum is a book of judgment. And it's a book of harsh pronouncements of doom against the people who had abandoned the ways of God. The book is a sequel to the book of Jonah. About 100 years earlier before this, Jonah was sent to the city of Nineveh, which was the capital of the nation of Assyria. Jonah entered the city preaching a message of certain impending judgment. When the Ninevites heard the message of Jonah, they repented of their sins, and the Lord spared the city. And now a century has passed, and they have turned away from the commitment that they had made to the Lord. By the time this book of Nahum was written, the Assyrian Empire was at its height of its military and national political power. They were on the march seeking to expand the boundaries of their kingdom. Beyond that, the Syrians were guilty of attacking the nation of Israel. God has used them to punish Israel for their sins, and God would also punish Assyria for their disobedience and their hatred toward God's people. Nahum's message is one of judgment. In verse 1, it says, the burden of Nineveh. Nahum refers to this message as a burden, and that these words mean heavy. And this message is a heavy message because it's a message of doom and gloom and judgment. And Nahum's prophecies were fulfilled when God allowed Assyria to be conquered by Babylonians in 1612 B.C. While Nahum's message is one of judgment and wrath, there's one bright spot, and that's in verse 7. In verse 7, it says, the Lord is good, a strong hope in the day of trouble. And he that knoweth them that trust in him. I want to preach for just a little bit on the Lord is good. The Lord is good. We have a heavenly assurance today that the Lord is good. The Lord, this statement here is made clear as the background and everything that was going on here. Yet Nahum, he said, the Lord is good. No matter what comes about, no matter what happens in the day you live, no matter what takes place, the Lord is good. Hey, he was good to us this morning. When he come through here and just breathe, buddy, I felt the breath of God come on me. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm still can feel God. You sat here and didn't feel nothing. I'm going to tell you what. There's something wrong with your feeler. But buddy, I'm telling you what. I got filled up. The Lord was good this morning. Let me tell you what, he's good. The Lord is good with a heavenly assurance. Hey, he encouraged me today. He encouraged me. Hey, because our nation today is like the Syrians. It's wandering afar from God. The Syrians, they were vilest and mean people. And they hated in that area. And that's the way this country is today. We live in a mean country, a mean time, when people are so hateful, when people cause trouble. Our brother Keith, I come about there. I said, what are we having, a motorcycle rally? He said, them people try to run him off the road. I tell you what, just stay in time. You got to about carry your machine gun with you, brother. I'm telling you, we live in a wicked time. People hate your guts. They don't like you. They don't want you to stand for nothing. They don't want you to never say nothing about God. We're living in a bad time, but it's a good time. It's a good time when Jesus Christ is going to come one day, and I believe he's coming soon. Yes, sir, buddy. We have a heavenly assurance in this vile time that America's having now. At one time, these other countries, and they wasn't afraid of us. They was afraid of our God. But now, you know what? They don't worry about our prayers. They don't worry one bit about us because our country has just stooped to the vile. They've caused sodomites of marriage, and they bring them in and put them on TV and make them such celebrities. I'm going to tell you what, I don't care how great they think they are. They're going to burn in the regions of the damned. Sodomy is a sin. And I'll tell you what, God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, and I'm going to tell you what, he's going to judge the United States. All nations that forget God. And God has blessed us. The Lord is good. And can't nobody in here say the Lord isn't good. He's good. You say, well, I've got all these troubles. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what, in all the turmoil of this society and the upheaval of our economy and the steady decline of the mortality, I can still look up and say, God, you are good. Yeah. Tell you what, the circumstances around us may say otherwise, but I say the Lord is good. He said here, Nahum says, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Yeah. You might leave here tonight and say, what did he preach on? But I guarantee you'll know the Lord is good. Thank God. I'm glad today. I'm glad God. That thing keeps falling off. I'm glad God is my Savior and my Lord. Thank you, Lord God. I'm glad God is good to me. I'm glad I don't know what it is to be over there hungry. I don't know what it is for my belly to be all swollen up. I don't know what it is to not know where no food is or not have no water to drink. I don't know what it is not to have no clothes. Go in your closets. My wife cleaned her closet out this day, and my God, all the clothes. You get in my closet. I got clothes after clothes. I don't even wear half of them. You got clothes for when you lose weight. You got clothes for when you gain weight. I tell you what, they got more clothes than some people ever seen in their life. God is good. God is good. Amen, buddy. I tell you what, I didn't go out and eat worms today. No, sir, buddy. I went down to Bocce Grill, and boy, I ate all kind of stuff. I tell you what, I ate good today. You know what? Tomorrow comes, if I eat a bologna sandwich, I eat good. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't promise me a steak every day. But you know what? He said he'd feed me and take care of me. Yeah. Never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed bagging bread. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank God, brother. Never done without. Amen. Right. Hey, glory, hallelujah. I shout for you again, Brother Hyde. I just thank God I'm glad He's good. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The word good means pleasant. It's, what is that? He's pleasant. The word good means pleasant, agreeable, rich, valuable. The word describes the very character of God. In fact, our English word come from God. Good come from God. This English word, God, was shortened and made from good, but it's God. And circumstances may say otherwise, but the Lord is good. No matter what the circumstances you're in, regardless of the realm of life, the finances, your government, the government we got, the people in this life, the pain you go through, all the problems and agony, the distress you're under, all the depression you're under. But I'm going to tell you what, God is good. Everything don't go my way. There's a lot of things don't go my way. And I get all upset and tore up and get out of the rim. But you know what? God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got a God today. And He's alive and well. And my God is not dead. He's not sitting on a shelf somewhere. Hallelujah. My Lord Jesus sitting on the right hand of God Almighty. Yes, sir, buddy. The Lord is good. We live in a time when times are hard. And we don't know what it is to be without food. Some people do, but not around here. And you see these people out and say, well, I'll work for food. And like I said before, it just gets me. If you're going to stand there with a sign and say you'll work for food, for goodness sakes, get away from the store like Hardee's or somewhere where's got a sign that says that we need help. I mean, my goodness, you're going to stand and on the street and say you need food. Get away from somewhere where it says we need help. Come apply today. You know what? They don't want to work. They want to stand around for a handout is what they want to do. Not all of them. Some of them truly can't. But I'm going to tell you what. You tell them, say, okay, let's go over here to my house. Let's split all this wood up. Oh, they won't want to do that. But Robert, I bet they won't come over and split that wood up. I tell you what, people ain't as hungry as they say they were. If I was that hungry, I'd do anything to get something to eat. You know what tore me up the other day? That one guy out there and this woman sitting out there. You know what? They didn't have money to buy nothing to eat, but that rascal was sucking his cigarette. I thought, why don't you eat that daggum thing? You want food? Eat that. Hey, I'm not talking to you. That's between you and God. I'm talking about that guy. He just really got me. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. Hallelujah anyway. Thank God. God's good. He's good. The Lord is good. consider over in Psalms 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him." Psalms 105, "For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and truth endureth for all generations." As in Psalms 135 says, "Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant." Psalms 145, 9, "For the Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are all over His works." All these verses teaches us the truth that God is good. Over Romans 8:28 says, And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. Hey, it's easy to say the Lord is good when everything's going well in your household, when there's no problems, when there's no death, when there's no sickness. It's easy to stand back and say, "Well, oh yeah, Lord's good." But let tragedy come. Let things come down and get you down. And then see if you can hold your head up and say, "The Lord is good." Tell you what, I've been there. I've been down. And I can look up and say, "God is good. God is good. He's never left me, never forsaken me." And then I want to look at, we have a heavenly assistance. We have a heavenly assurance, and we got a heavenly assistance. Nahum reminds the embattled people of God, that God is a stronghold in the day of trouble. The word stronghold means a place of safety, protection, and refuge, and a safe harbor in a storm. Sooner or later, you're going to need a stronghold in your life. I don't know what your problem might be, but sooner or later, you're going to need a stronghold, somewhere where you can go and get along with God, and you can call on God. You're going to need a strong hope. You're going to need somewhere you can get with God. I'm going to tell you what. Over in Job 5:7 said, "Yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward." Job 14, "A man that is born of a woman a few days and full of trouble." The word trouble refers to distress and straits, you know, just trouble and problems. And I tell you what, today, many people, they say they got trouble. But I tell you what, you get in some people's shoes. You stand back and you think you got it rough. Well, you get in somebody else's shoes that's really got it rough. And you walk a mile in their shoes, and you'll find out just how bad you got it. Oh, you'll praise God every day. You'll say, "Thank God, hallelujah. Amen. Thank God, God blesses me. Amen. God is good." Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I couldn't badmouth God if I wanted to. And God took care of me. And God's met my needs. And God looks after me. It's a thing. I get down and out and I think, "Well, I ain't got but a few dollars. I might have to do a little work to get a few more. But here come an old car by and somebody say, 'Oh, I need some brakes.'" Hallelujah! They say, God says, "Here you go, boy, here's you a little more money. A little more." Hey, He couldn't give me a bunch of money because I couldn't handle that. I'd go out and do something with it. Because I like to spend money. I ain't going to lie. If you say you don't, there's something wrong. You get, hey, get the, straighten your halo up. I tell you what, hey, it's not, money's not the root of all evil. It's the love of money. The love of it. And then over in Deuteronomy 33:27, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and He shall thrust out the enemy before thee, and shall say, destroy them." He's ever got His arms under me, and buried me, and taken me around. I'll tell you what, God is good. Psalms 27:5, "For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." 46:1, "God is our refuge and a strength, a very present help in a time of trouble." You got trouble, call out to God. Why do you want to call your mama? Why do you want to call your daddy, your brother? Call out to God. And then call somebody to help you pray. God ought to be the first thing on your mind. Because God, the Lord Jesus Christ, died on the cross of Calvary. Who do you think was on His mind when He died on that cross? Who do you think was on His mind? I was. You were. You was on His mind when He died. Hallelujah. Thank God the Lord is good. I'm glad I got a place I can flee to. They sung that song, The City of Refuge. I tell you what, I'm glad, buddy, I got a place I can run to. Sometimes I get in there and I got a desk in my bedroom and there's a little hole underneath there and I'll get underneath there and pray. I got my grandboy under there prayed with me, my Zen, and one day he come in there and said, "Papa, let's go pray." I said, "What?" He said, "Let's go pray." He went in there, he crawled under that desk. He knows that's what we get in touch with God at. Just pray in there and get in touch with God. I'm going to tell you what, you got to have a place to go to get in touch with God. Thank God. We have a place to flee to in a day, in a time of trouble, when a place for the hurts and the horrors of life can't follow us. But when I walk into the throne room, I get a hold of God and walk into the throne room. Hey, Satan can't come in there. Hallelujah. I get in there with God, just me and God. And we get to talking. And God gets the blessing. And God takes care of me. And God speaks to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. He made it possible. He died on the cross of Calvary. He reached down and grabbed the hand of man. He took God and He put them together. Hallelujah. Thank God. It was by the blood He put us together with God. Hallelujah. I don't have to have nobody pray for me. I ain't got to have that Pope over there pray for me. All I got to do is call on God. In the name of Jesus. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm glad it's through the blood. If it hadn't been for the outpouring of the blood of Jesus Christ, there wouldn't have been no outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. They put that sword in His side and the blood come forth. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm glad God saved me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Hallelujah. It's through the blood. I tell you what, when the Bible says, you read over in the Bible and it says up there in verse 2, it says, God is jealous. God is jealous. I'm going to tell you what, He's a jealous God because He loves you so much. He don't want the devil to mess with you. And you go get into God and you get to crying and you get to talking to God. He's a jealous God. He don't want nobody messing with His children. I'll tell you what, I can cry out to God Almighty and He'll take care of me. He's a jealous God. Let me ask you, you're a little child. You say you was in a zoo or something. And your little child was over here and an animal got loose. Say a lion. You'd do everything you could to get between that baby and that lion. That's how God is. Hey, man, that's how God is. Hey, He'll get between the devil and He'll keep the devil back and say, leave him alone. Hallelujah. I tell you what, Brother Ed, when it comes, when you had that heart problem down there, oh devil, God said, get back. Just get out of here. That's good enough. Hey, amen, buddy. And God let you know that He was with you. Hey, when I had to have that heart operation, I wasn't sad about dying. I knew where I was going. Thank God if you die right now, do you know where you're going? Boy, I'm glad I do. Amen. August 15th, 1976, 25 minutes to 9. God saved my soul. Amen. He's singing just as I am. I was sitting in the fifth seat back on the inside. And God, the man of God preached and His finger come down and pointed at me. Yeah. And buddy, I got up and went down there and I said, I don't want to go to hell. And God saved my soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say, well, that ain't much of a testimony. Well, I give it to you the other week. I got more, buddy. I mean, that's just what happened in a nutshell.
Amen.
Tell you what. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. God's blessed me with 3 girls. God blessed me with son-in-law. God blessed me with 9 grandkids. And they want to tell you something. And God blesses me when they get up there and sing. Because my heart was broken when little Timmy was born. And I was in the hospital at the same time. And I thought the Lord was going to take me. And I said, God, please let me see my grandbabies grow up. He not only did see that, He gave me a couple more after that. Hallelujah. Gave me about 3 more. I said, God is good.
Yeah.
You know what? Now I get them grow up now. And I'd get up there and just sing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to the Lamb of God. God is good. Hey, He's good. I'm going to tell you what, He's good. If He wasn't good, you'd be born over in Africa. You'd be born over somewhere else. God's good to you. I ain't saying God ain't good to them. But I'm saying God's good to this old boy. Amen. You can't sit here. If you say you're saved, you can't sit here if you're lost and tell me God ain't good. God give you another chance to come to the house of God and hear the Word of God preached. And He showed Himself this morning. He just showed out, buddy. He showed up and showed out. Hallelujah. It was good, boy.
Amen.
Amen. Tell you what. God is good. Then last of all, we have a heavenly acquaintance. A heavenly acquaintance. We're told that He knoweth them that trusteth in Him. The word knoweth means to know intimately, to know by experience. The word trust means to flee for protection, to trust in God. This phrase reminds us that God knows His people. He knows you. He knows you. He knows your name. He knows where you live. He knows what you do. He knows everything you do. Thank God. He's my shepherd. Thank God. Wherever He goes, I go. Wherever He calls, I follow. Over in Genesis 21:17, it says, and God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of the heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Oh, Sarah over there, she got with a child, and she didn't want that woman around Hagar, so Abraham put her out. But you know, God didn't know, He didn't forget her. He knowed where she was. I'm glad today God knows where I'm at. God knows where everything you do. He knows His sheep. John 10:14 says, I am a good shepherd, and know my sheep, and my known of mine. Hey, I know my God. I know when I call out. I know when I fall on my knees. He's there. He is there. He don't say, do not disturb. He don't say, well, I'm not at home. He don't have on His answer machine, call back later. Thank God, when I get in touch, when I call, He's there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Got a heavenly acquaintance. Over in Psalms. Chapter 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's where the grace of God. You get in here, and God just a moving and stirring. My cup was running over. My saucer was full.
Amen.
I tell you what, if you didn't get it, I can't help it. I feel sorry for you. I tell you, you ain't missing it. You're missing it.
Yeah.
Oh, God comes in and just fills you up And man, you just feel like you don't know what to do. I couldn't hardly breathe over there. I tell you what, whoo, hallelujah. I like it when God comes walking through. Some of you've never felt that. I'm just saying you've never felt that. Man, I'll tell you what, you need to get close to God. Draw up to God. Get real close and tell God next time He comes walking, you want to be in the midst. You want to walk hand in hand. Hey, man. Thank God. Yes, sir. We have a heavenly acquaintance. I tell you what, God is with us. Just as you know, the Lord's people are more than just dummies. We're not dummies. And deaf, the sheep, you know, people think sheep are dumb and defenseless and directionless. We've elevated along above that, far above that. You know why? While we're elevated, greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid out his life for a friend. I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of Jesus Christ. He said He laid down His life for me. He said in John 4:15-14, ye are my friends. If ye do whatsoever I command you, henceforth I call not you as servants. For the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made them known unto you. Hallelujah. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it wasn't so, I'd tell you. Thank God, He said, He's coming back.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Oh, He's good. He's good. Hebrews 2:12 says, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church, I will sing praise unto Him. He calls us brethren. You know what? Hebrews 2:11, He says, for both he that sanctify and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which one, which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
Yeah.
We're brethren. If you saved today, people say, well, you're not nothing. Well, I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God. My God owns everything.
Amen.
The Lord is good. He made me a friend, and then He made me a brother.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. Let me ask you today. It's been a good day, a great day in the house of God.
Amen.
Oh, God, I loved it. I love coming to the house of God. God saved my soul. My wife said that night when I got saved, and she said, he probably won't be back. Hey, come to August 15, 1976, 38 years. Hallelujah, thank God. I'm glad I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. Everybody stand. Would come play the piano.